FM 104 Switched On and Dublin Canvas is looking for submissions, and I'm joined by Public Arts Coordinator for Fingal, Caroline Cowley. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you so much for chatting to us. So tell us what exactly Dublin Canvas is.
Dublin Canvas is a Dublin-based initiative that invites people from local communities, local artists, to come forward if they have a particular idea for a selection of traffic light control boxes that you would see in every town across Fingal, across Dublin. I'm sure people have seen them everywhere, but it's an open call for people who might have an idea for one of those. And this year, like other years, Fingal are joining the call with Dublin Canvas to reach out to our local communities and our local artists, and to see if anyone has ideas for a particular box in the Fingal area. Mm-hmm. The project, the actual Dublin Canvas program, is run by a really great guy called David Murtha, and he has been working on this project for 10 years. I think this is its 10th year, so people would be very familiar with some of the really kind of striking boxes in the city centre and across the county then, and they're always kind of very specific to the area. So, like, you know, every box has a kind of a story or a reference to the particular area it's situated in, which is great.
It's so good. And that's the thing. I think people will have seen them without even realising they've seen them, because they are literally, when you're stopped at a red light, it's kind of what you're seeing. And they're usually so beautiful and colourful. And as you say, they're kind of set in the right place for the area that they're in. They're amazing.
Yeah, like for Swords, for example, like we are... You know, we are known for like a lot of kind of public events, like a lot of music events and trad fest and traditional events at the Swords Castle there. And we had installed a box, a local artist had gotten a commission last year. And just at the corner of the castle, there's one that has like a really nicely graphically designed crack agus ceoil. And like everyone loves that, because when there's one of those events on, it's sort of perfect for the location.
Yeah.
There's a local kind of, well, sports hero in Blanchardstown, Martin Early, and he's been kind of immortalised on one of the boxes in Blanchardstown Village, and it was done by a local graphic designer, and that's really been really, really well received. And lovely locations out in Rush. There was a girl who was a youngish girl who decided to do this beautiful picture of the Rush beach with the people who do the sea swimming, and everybody is always so like welcoming of them, and they can be quite whimsical as well, you know. Even just, you know, there's one over in Mulhuddart and it's just like a sun and a moon, but it's just, I suppose, it gives everyone that chance to kind of pause, and it brightens up the area, and you know, they're always really well received, actually, just by everyone, and I'm sure this year will be no different.
Does there tend to be themes each year, or is it just allowing people to be creative and give their own ideas?
Well, I think speaking to David, I think it is very much like they are leaving enough artistic license for everyone to come up with a particular idea. But what kind of emerges from that if they're selecting somewhere in a town, so whether it's Rush or Blanchardstown or Balbriggan or Mulhuddart, there's often like a theme, like, so whether it's usually like a nature or the theme of nature, the environment that it's in, or maybe like a person, like a historical person or an historical moment, you know, in that area. There's one out in near Seamus Ennis, which would feature like something around the Pipers. Like, so sometimes the theme is sort of dictated by the location, but I know that it's often open for, you know, for people's imagination. I know there's one in Holt that was painted last year, and it's of a goat, and it was referenced to the goat colony that's on Holt Hill. So sometimes just things make sense to a particular area. So they can be quite site specific as well.
But, I kind of love how fun that is as well.
Yeah,
goats. But it kind of shows us as well how important it is to have these spaces that are available for us to use for creativity as well. Because I suppose in Ireland in particular, we are very creative people just by nature.
Yeah, and I mean, it's somewhere that you wouldn't normally think of putting an artwork. Mm. And then it's funny that if it was taken away, you'd really notice it. Do you know what it like,
yeah,
across all the areas that have already had one? So we have, and I'm like other local authorities, they would have like a series of boxes that were were maybe done previously, and then, you know, they, some of them might have, you know, aged a bit and they'd have to redo them. But nobody wants, no one will ever take a box away. There'll always be a new artwork on them. So it's kind of that, it's just that kind of, it's what I love about it is that it's such a democratic space for people to, if someone has an idea, it's all ideas are welcome, you know, and obviously then, you know, the selection process for the particular areas then is kind of looked at from a kind of a visual and artistic point of view. But, you know, everybody can get involved in this. So if you're a community group that maybe has somebody that might be interested in art or interested in something that they want to say about their area, or you're an individual artist or a designer, or, you know, someone who's a, you know, any sort of illustrator, the works can be quite graphic. They don't have to be figurative. They could have words on them. They could have text on them. They could be just very colourful. They can involve a kind of a scene from the area. They could reference a part of history. So it's kind of like, it's such a kind of a, it's such an open space. It's actually quite a free space, actually, to really kind of channel your own creativity, I think, or collectively if you're working with a community group.
And they get left there for the year, isn't it?
Well, they get left there for the year, but really, they, you know, some of them just, if they start to wear and tear, obviously, then that box would be, you know, be turned over and it'd be offered up for another space, like another artwork on it. But really, what happens is even when the works, you know, when they actually are introduced to an area, people start to really like them. You know, they become kind of a placemaker in a way. Like, you know, everyone can kind of pick out one that they've seen or that they like, you know. So even to repaint one that's already been quite loved is also like, you know, we'd have to replace it with something equally or better, you know. So it's, the works are painted during the summer months. When the weather is better, and I suppose just speaking to the organisers, like the weather has been really bad actually in the last while last year with the rain. So, and everything is kind of, you know, everything is created live. You know, there's no shortcuts to painting these boxes. Whoever has come up with that idea literally will have to stay there in the weathers and in the, you know, in whatever conditions and get it done over days as well. So like, it's, you know, you might start something, you'll have to come back. Then obviously then there's that other lovely thing where people, you know, if someone's starting an artwork, you know, it becomes like people sort of look after it as well, you know, while someone is making something, so that it's not someone comes back the next day and it's, you know, it's destroyed or it's gone or whatever. It creates its own little surveillance as well when people are making it. So it's nice. People sort of care about it.
Yeah, the community get involved in
it.
They do. Yeah, which is really nice. So submission for deadline is the 3rd of May. How can people find out more about it and how to get involved?
Well, the website for Dublin Canvas is just, because it's like it's 10 years in the making, it's so comprehensive. Mm-hmm. So it's www.dublincanvas.com. And the organiser, David Murtha, can be contacted at dublincanvas.com as well. So he's really involved and he's really approachable. And then, so when you go to dublincanvas.com, no matter what local authority you're applying within, so Fingal have each local authority has its own kind of its own details. So in that, you've got all the locations that are available right now for a new artwork, all the specs, like for what you need to send in to, you know, to kind of be considered, all the kind of criteria around what's acceptable and what isn't. And then there's like the basic things on, you know, if there's a contribution to actually somebody making the work. So I think it's all detailed there. There is some payment and materials provided for these boxes, and then obviously the organisers will come out, look at the box, prepare it and set up the kind of the process for the selected artist. So yeah, everything is on dublincanvas.com, and like people can go on there and look at things that we've done before. They can look at all the boxes that have been previously made. They can look at all the ones that have been in all over the city. They've got a very good Twitter, Facebook and Instagram as well. And again, just the handle is Dublin Canvas.
Brilliant. Caroline Cowley, thank you very much for chatting to us.
No problem. Thank you.